Masechet Baba Kama, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yod. There are times where a person's obligated to pay for the damages that he has caused, and times where he has to pay for damages that his animal has caused, and they're different. Just because a person's obligated on certain damages for himself, on those types of damage, it doesn't mean he's obligated to pay for the damages of the same nature that his animal causes. We'll elaborate in this Mishnah. Mishnah says, Yesh Hayav al Ma'aseh Shoro. Upatur al ma'ase atzmo. There are times where a person is hayab, obligated to pay for the actions of his ox, but not obligated to pay for his own actions. Patur al ma'ase shoro v'hayab al ma'ase atzmo. And there are other times where a person is not obligated to pay for the actions of his own ox, but he would be obligated to pay for his own actions. We'll first talk about where situations that he has to pay for his own actions, but he does not have to pay for the actions of a similar nature done by his animal. Mishnah says, Shoro shebiyesh patur, v'hu shebiyesh hayav. If his ox embarrassed another person, then he is not obligated to pay for that embarrassment when someone is injured. He doesn't just have to compensate them for the physical injury, but there are other types of compensation as well. One of them being the fact that he shamed that person, shibiyesh, the fact that he embarrassed somebody else. He has to pay for the suffering of that embarrassment that they went through. We'll elaborate more on this as we continue in the Masechet. But we could learn out from the Torah that that only applies on a human being who embarrasses another human being. But if it happens to be his ox who causes the embarrassment to another human being, he does not have to pay for that embarrassment that his ox causes. He would only have to pay for the embarrassment that he causes. The Torah tells us that if a master knocked out the tooth or the eye of his slave, that slave would go free. We'll say that that only applies to the master knocking out his eye, and we deduce from there other blemishes that he may cause on other parts of the body or the tooth, but that wouldn't apply to an animal knocking out or hurting that slave. Shoro shesimet en avdo v'pilet sheno patur. If an ox blinds the eye of a Kanaani slave, or knocks out his tooth, or causes him any other injury that would be grounds to let him go, he's not obligated to let that slave go free. Rather, but if it was him, the man himself, who blinded or knocked out the tooth of the Kanaani slave, he would be hayav, he would be obligated to free the slave. Now we'll give other examples where a person has to pay for the actions of the animal, but he would not be liable for those actions. If a person's ox hurt his mother and father, then the person's obligated to pay for those damages. He's hayav to pay for those damages. But if it was him, the person himself, who hurt his mother or father, he would not be obligated to pay them compensation for that wounding, because the Torah tells us that if a person, makeh aviv imo mot yumat, if a person hits his mother or father, he has to be put to death. And we have a halachic principle telling us, kimle bedrabamine, that when we have two different punishments that a person is supposed to receive, only the more severe punishment stays. He's not punished two different punishments for one action. So here, the person who hits his mother and father, he gets the death penalty. He's hayav mita. So therefore, since he can't be obligated as well a secondary punishment, we say that he has no monetary obligation to them because he's put to death. Shorosh yidlik et hagadish b'shabbat hayav. If a man's ox sets fire to a person's grain on Shabbat, he's hayav, he's obligated to pay those damages. V'hush yidlik et hagadish b'shabbat patur. But if it's that man himself who's setting fire to another person's grain on Shabbat, he is not obligated to pay because he's mitchayev ben afsho. He's liable to lose his own life. He's hayav mita. A person who violates Shabbat is hayav mita. So like we said before, kim le bedrabamine, only the more severe punishment stands. He's hayav mita, and that's his punishment. And therefore, the monetary obligation that he should owe his friend for the damage that he caused to his grain does not apply.